Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States appreciates the work of the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, in trying to resolve the political crisis in Guinea-Bissau, and we have noted carefully its recent statement on developing a way forward toward restoring constitutional rule of law and democratic principles to that troubled nation. We strongly condemn the military coup and the continued exercise of authority by military leaders in Guinea-Bissau. The United States believes every effort should be made in the shortest possible time to restore constitutional order and civilian rule. The restoration of democratic rule should follow the Guinea-Bissau Constitution and respect the legitimate rights of all of the country's political parties. We also believe that the United Nations Integrated Office in Guinea-Bissau and the community of Portuguese-language countries, in close coordination with ECOWAS, can play an important role in helping Bissau Guineans reassert rule of law and national reconciliation, combat impunity and narco-trafficking, and pursue security sector and economic reforms. We urge all relevant parties to work together closely to achieve these goals promptly. Due to the coup, we have terminated foreign assistance to the government there, as required by U.S. law. Should the Secretary of State determine that a democratically elected government has taken office, our aid programs may be resumed.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.